Mm-hmm. Where do we put it? 10-8, no. 10-8? Meeting. Okay, it's Tuesday, November 18th, slightly past 7:30, regular meeting Shawville Council. Present are Councillor Sharp, Elliott, Armitage, it's all new, Taylor, Gregory, and Gagnon.
Of course.
Crystal, DG, and myself, the mayor, and we have a visitor, Kathy Meyer. So, the first thing I need is to have someone adopt the agenda.
I'll adopt it.
Which we are going to add a 10A to. To change the time of the meeting starts for the public meeting to 6:30. Mm-hmm. I would like someone to adopt the minutes from October 1st, which has to be one of the three over here.
Yes.
I will.
Councilor Gagnon, everybody's good with that. And it carries. You guys have all given back your declarations.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Visitors question period. It's your turn if you have something to ask. You good?
Observing.
Okay. Now the worst part of the meeting, we have to pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
Any question on the accounts? If none, I would like a resolution to spend some money.
I'll make that resolution.
Councilor Armitage, everybody's good with that. Carries. Next one is amendment resolution number 84-25, which is supposed to have been steps by Blue Heron Construction that were quoted at $10,000, but when he put the labor in, it was over $20,000. So we chose to go with Jason Hines Construction. So resolution 84-25, replace Blue Heron Construction with Jason Hines Construction in the amount of $9,500 plus taxes. Someone could make that.
I will.
Councilor Sharp, everybody's good with that. Carries. Now, since we did that, we have to pay Mr. Hines. Invoice number 402, build park access stairs in Mill Dam in the total of $10,922.63, taxes included.
I'll make that.
Councilor Armitage, everybody's good with that, so it carries. Number nine, we have to get rid of our 550. It's not worth putting $40,000 into, so we have to authorize Crystal to proceed with locating a purchaser. And that has to be under $10,000, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, someone would like to make that motion?
Mm-hmm.
Councilor Taylor, everybody's good with that. I can't remember all the names. I look there and I don't see you. Number 10, training for council members. Crystal, maybe you can explain that one better.
So we have perhaps the municipality of Portage, Bryson, Clarendon, Bristol will be joining us. I should find out for sure tomorrow. We'll have numbers. The only issue I have here is for January 17, the Lions Hall is booked. So I don't know about using the community center. Is that big enough if we have four or five municipalities?
You could probably house 35 comfortably and maybe 40.
Cap it at five or six municipalities.
We were there today for the Christmas dinner. There was 48 and it was pretty full. So 35 to 40 would be reasonable.
Okay.
So I don't know how many would be.
So once I know for sure.
Is it available on the 24th?
Yes.
Just curious, yeah.
Yeah, but you wanted the 17th and the 31st, I believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
2 weeks apart. But,
yeah.
But we could have them in different spots.
You're okay with that? Okay. Okay.
Just book the Lions Hall for the 31st.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
We use our own on the 17th.
Okay. Someone want to make that motion?
I will.
Councillor Elliott, everybody's good with that?
Yeah.
Carries. 10A to change the date of our regular public meetings from 7:30 to 6:30. For December, we have to put out a change because it's already been scheduled.
Yeah.
for 7:30, and going forward, the 2026 calendar, they will all be at 6:30. Someone like to make that motion? Counselor Gregory? Gregory LaCourse?
Thank you.
You were married before 81, so you don't have to be Gregory, that's right. You know us old people, and everybody's good with that?
Yep.
Carries? Number 11, bylaw 441-7, concerning remuneration of elected officials. This was notice of motion from last meeting, I believe?
Well, last time was a draft, so I'll have to remove draft if yous agree. This is the final version with a few changes.
Yeah, just one correction in Article 6. The end of the second paragraph just doesn't, there's some wording missing or something. The additional remuneration for the mayor is $100 per
mm-hmm.
month on which or he or she sits.
Oh, yeah, okay, so that was removing.
Stall it month.
Okay.
End the sentence there.
Yeah.
So with that correction, would somebody like to make that motion?
Yeah, I will.
Councilor Gagnon, everybody's good with that? Carries? Up in here. Did I miss anything? Number 12, whereas Hydro-Québec and Télébec have prepared an act of servitude bearing file number NBC25-0825 concerning municipal property within the limits of the municipality of Shawville, whereas the municipality of Shawville has received the proposed servitude and agrees to the conditions presented therein, whereas it is necessary to authorize a municipal representative to sign the said act of servitude before the notary. Need someone to make that resolution. It's concerning the power that's feeding our building next door. This was done in 2021 or 2022, and this is to make it official in the registry for Hydro. The work's already been done years ago. This is the final step. And do we have to authorize somebody in particular, Crystal?
It's myself.
Yeah.
Did yeah.
You? Okay.
Yeah. I'll make that motion.
Councilor Armitage, everybody's good with that.
Do you want to go back to visitors' question period before we keep going?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Any questions, Mario?
No.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You did a great job on the staff.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and Crystal and Sandy and Scott and Rowan and Van.
Yeah, yeah. No,
everybody.
We all
helped.
In, yes.
Yeah, we all did.
Looks good.
Yeah, thank you.
On that note, Bill, just for the record, I want to talk about these street lights. Nice to have. Okay. For the councillors that weren't here, 4 years ago, I joined this council 4 years ago. In 2021, it was one of our very first meetings. It was brought up. Municipalities have been buying the street light network. Because of all the outages in the dark areas in town, we harass crap out of Hydro to get them fixed, and they don't do it. So there was a way we could buy the network. Essentially, it was going to cost us. We pay $55,000 a year to Hydro. It's a rental to rent the streetlights, and we were going to buy them for $75,000 maybe.
No, 55.
It was 55.
55.
And then every
year
after that, it was a 1 year payback, and after that, we only pay at most $20,000. We were saving $30,000 or $40,000 a year, per year, every year, and we would just have to change the bulbs in them when they go out, and we would do it ourselves, so it would get done. That was 4 years ago. We got a resolution from Hydro that said they would do an inventory of all the lights, make sure they're all fixed up within 12 months, and they'd get back to us with the list, and then we'd go through with the transaction. Since they haven't done a thing yet, you see them in town fixing the lights. We spent now $55,000 times 3 extra years that we've had to, and it's upsetting to the point where not only have we spent $150,000, but it's dark as crap around town.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And we're taking flack from the residents thinking we're not getting them done.
Yeah.
So I think the message has to be clear. It's unacceptable. I don't care. Maybe at the next meeting it's a resolution, a nicely worded resolution that says this is unacceptable. Here are the steps we've done so far. If we have to get a rep here to talk to us.
We did that
we
at least
sent,
once.
We just sent some yesterday.
We did that at least once
yeah.
after 2021.
Yeah.
Sent
yeah,
another resolution.
No.
I don't care.
Well,
we have to.
We have to get Andre.
And we've been budgeting the $55,000 every year.
I know.
Well, it won't be as big a saving as, because we still are responsible for the repairs, and we don't want to take them over and have to do 30 the first year. But can we do a resolution where we refuse to pay for the 30 to 40 that aren't working? We still pay for them every month, $31.81 each.
Mm-hmm.
I threatened that once with the customer service. Oh, sir, I wouldn't recommend you do that. Wait till they're all fixed and ask for a credit. Well, you know what kind of credit you're going to get.
Yeah.
Do we have the legal right to withhold the...
That sounds like a very good question for the lawyer and the phone call that you can make that's
free.
Free.
So it makes no sense.
Don't ask for it in writing.
Makes no sense to pay that $900 every month for stuff that's not working.
It's nuts.
None of
it's
us,
absurd.
All of us are agree that it's unacceptable.
Yeah. So
okay,
I'll call Mr. Tremblay or
mm-hmm.
Crystal
yeah.
can call
yeah.
Mr. Tremblay
tomorrow.
And what
like
are our
know,
legal rights when they won't follow
fixing.
Through on their part of the deal?
Because.
Okay.
That contract that we originally signed with them, though, was for it was 12 months
I know.
Dated.
Yeah.
So
and that's
we
4 years ago?
We did it
yeah.
in January of 2022.
Yeah.
So we've lost a lot of money
Anger,
because
that's
of...
Anger, I said, come in and look at the file.
This
yeah.
company.
We talked,
please talk.
We talked it out, like, our first count, November, December of 2021 after the election.
And we passed
the resolution,
it in January.
I guess, went through in January
mm-hmm.
yeah.
of 2022. So it'll be 4 years in January.
Bristol has hydro with their network, they have problems. Clarendon has hydro, they have problems.
Chapo does for sure.
I know that Bryson...
Chapo owns some of their own, and hydro has some of their own. They have half the problems because they own half. Baltham owns their own, they have no issues. Mansfield owns their own, they have no issues. Grunge owns their own, they have no issues.
Bryson owns their own, yeah.
Portage owns their own. It's the expense of fixing the ones as they go. And if you take over a network that's already got 40 out, well, you haven't saved any money that year.
No.
It's like $1,500 maybe to switch them over the first time, and after that it's like $300 once they're switched.
But they were here about a month ago fixing lights.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Which ones? Cause
but then
yeah.
oftentimes
yeah.
we find, oftentimes we find
and
the next day they go out
they
yeah.
after they're
yeah.
fixed.
Yeah, you're right, Richard.
Well, just coming in tonight, there's four from Peekaboo to here.
And
well,
it's
there's
dark.
Two over by the
4:30. It's
pretty there's one like... almost right outside my house, and it's on during the day, and then it off and on all night.
There's
long.
An ongoing list of between 30 and 40 at all
I'm
times.
Sure.
And when Scott reports it again, oh, we fixed that one. Maybe you did, but it's out again.
Well,
yeah,
I've never seen anything.
They fix it at noon
that.
On a Tuesday, and
yes.
by 4 p.m. they're not around to see the sensor maybe didn't
well,
the bulb works.
There's three parts,
the
and they'll come and change one part. There's a bulb, there's a sensor, and there's a wiring harness. They'll change one part, okay, it's fixed now.
But a lot of the lights turn off when you come up to it,
yes.
and go back on when you leave it.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Like
it's very
when
weird.
You're driving.
Some sort of motion,
yeah.
motion sensor. Yeah.
Oh, they get a flash of light.
You
it looks daylight.
Walking.
I don't know
yeah.
what the answer is.
It's like it's a motion sensor. It's very bizarre.
Yeah.
But
and
an
then,
opposite, like
then
a
you'll drive
yeah.
up to Barry Murray.
Well, that's what it's like in my subdivision.
Yeah.
yeah.
But it's. I don't know what the answer is.
I don't know. Well,
oh, he's got a question.
No.
Oh, I
no,
thought he did.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he did.
No.
Sorry.
And
you guys
like,
know this?
Walk,
you know Mario?
Stretch.
He's
no,
one,
I know.
He's one of our public
yeah.
works employees.
Hi, Mario.
Hi.
Pleased to meet
you.
You
as well.
So that carried with some flack?
Yeah, well, no, yes.
Just
this resolution
reminded you.
I just want it to be on the record. We're recording here, and we need to do something.
Oh, we definitely do. And it's not that we haven't been trying, but I don't know how you fight them.
By finding out if we not pay them for
yeah.
stuff that doesn't
that
work.
That might get their attention if you duck $900
Absolutely.
Every month off the bill. But
yeah.
Or they still won't care. Right? Anyway.
Try something.
PSDA is... Every year we authorize them to use certain streets for the snowmobiles to access restaurants, gas stations, etc. They're responsible to put the signage up. It's listed here, the 10 signs, and the resolution basically reads that we allow them to do it, providing there's no cost to us. If someone would like to make that. And we've also put the caveat in there that if it becomes a nuisance because of noise, we'll take them away because we had that issue 6 years ago maybe with somebody that works nights all the time and it was going right by their house and they couldn't sleep, so we actually made them change the trail. It was down in the Young subdivision.
Okay.
Someone would like to make that motion?
I will.
Counselor, of course.
Thank you.
Everybody's good. Carrie, it's going to take me 6 months to remember all
it's
these
okay.
names.
Mm-hmm.
I'm old.
I know, it's okay. We're good.
You can't say much, you're just about as old.
What?
I'm old, but you're just about as old.
Not quite.
Number 14. Whereas the municipality of Shawl wishes to support initiatives that promote the vitality and development of its community, wishes to hold a winter carnival event in 2026 for residents of its community on February 7th, 2026, whereas the event contributes to community life, civic participation, and the promotion of the region. It is therefore moved by and resolved to authorize the request to the MRC for funding to support the winter carnival. It is also resolved to authorize the request Pontiac MRC for funding to support the festival event. Someone would like to make that motion? It's not big money either. It's
$500?
Yeah, something like that. Councillor Elliott?
Everything helps.
Everybody's good with that?
Yeah.
Carries. Local Roads Assistance Program. This is for the paving we did on Dundas Street.
Mm-hmm.
The MTQ is involved in that, so we have to give them a resolution to complete the paperwork so that
mm-hmm.
we get reimbursed for the $50,000. If someone would like to make that motion. The total was $102,000. Andre Fortin's office is giving us 50, and the remainder came out of gas tax. So Richard made the motion. Everybody's good with that?
Mm-hmm.
Carries. This one hopefully is one of the first steps towards an arena. To invite neighboring municipalities to express interest in a future intermunicipal cooperation committee, whereas the municipality of Shawl wants to work more closely with nearby municipalities on projects could benefit several municipalities and improve eligibility for grants, whereas before proposing the creation of any committee or structure, the municipality of Shawl would like to know who is interested in such a process, whereas neighboring municipalities to contact are Clarendon, Bristol, Pontiac, Thorne, and Portage. It is moved by, we send a written invitation to the municipalities listed above asking whether they are interested in principle and taking part in the future creation of an intermunicipal cooperation committee, advisory only, to explore regional projects and joint grant opportunities. This step does not create a committee, give authority to anyone, or commit any municipality to spend money or share services. It's only to gauge interest. The Mayor and Director General authorized to send the invitation with a short description of the potential committee's purpose. Request a written yes or no with conditions by December 20th, 2025. Offer a brief call to answer questions if requested. Report to Council. Administration will report back at January 13th Council meeting with a summary of responses. Recommended next steps. Example, draft simple terms of reference for discussion, schedule a first scoping meeting, or close the file if there's not enough interest. Costs are limited to normal administrative time for invitations and the summary report. Any further step, example, drafting formal terms, legal review, etc., will come back to Council for separate approval. Number 5, inform the MRC. The Mayor and Director General may share this resolution with MRC Pontiac for information. Bring a notice of motion?
No, that's it.
Full stop. I want to keep going and get done.
I'll move that one.
Okay. Councillor Vandenau, and everybody's good with that, so it carries.
They'll be sent out tomorrow.
Perfect, thank you.
The next one is the notice of motion to amend bylaw 467, the only change being that the Environment, Public Works, and Infrastructure Committee will now have 3 members instead of 2. Someone bring that notice in, please, if you're agreeable to it.
And remove my name as chairperson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a second thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, right now you're just asking.
Just
for
notice
mm-hmm.
the motion for number 17A.
Yeah.
Who brought this?
I will.
Now the 17B is committees. Move that the Council of Municipality Shawl authorize to accept the following committees that are recommended by Mayor Bill McCleary, effective November 18, 2025. It is also recommended and resolved that the full mayor will be Richard Armitage. Finance Committee will be Richard and Julien. Environment, Public Works, and Infrastructure, once the bylaw is amended, will be Richard, Katie, and Julien. Civil Protection and Fire will be Katie Sharp and Lisa Taylor. Library and Archives will be Inger Elliott, Lise LaCourse. Planning Committee will be Lisa Taylor, Lise LaCourse, Inger Elliott, and three members of the public. And the Board of Directors for Senior Housing, chairperson will be Lise LaCourse. So if you're agreeable to that, we need someone to make that resolution. Councillor Elliott, and we're going to vote on that. Everybody's good?
Yes.
Carries? Shawville Figure Skating Club, retables to be set up at the arena. This was Inger's suggestion at a previous meeting. That the Council of Municipality of Shawville authorizes to purchase enough Murphy tables to cover four windows to be located at the Shawville Arena, provided the Pontiac Agricultural Society agrees to the installation and contributes 50% of the cost of the tables. The request has been sent, but no answer yet.
Nothing. That's why I put the note there to let you know.
Okay. Someone like make that motion.
Yeah.
Councillor Taylor, everybody's good with that. Carries. Whereas Shawville District Minor Hockey, Pontiac Winter Classic Hockey Tournaments are scheduled for January 9th through 11th, January 16th through 18th, and February 13th to 15th. Whereas the Municipality of Shawville wishes to support local sporting events and encourage community participation, it is moved by that the Council of the Municipality of Shawville authorize a 15% discount for Shawville District Minor Hockey, Pontiac Winter Classic Hockey Tournaments on the specified dates. Would someone like to make that motion?
I will.
Council, of course. Everybody's good with that. Carries. Shawville Curling Club sponsorship. We've had a sign there every year for many, many years. It's $175 for the year 2026.
Mm-hmm.
Someone like to make that motion?
I will.
Councillor Armitage, everybody's good with that. Apparently they're having some issues over there with their plant.
Yes. Still not resolved.
I think they're working again, but I don't think it's completely fixed.
Not yet, but they've managed to get the games going.
They found a workaround for now.
Yes.
Might have to use condenser soon.
Yeah.
So it's not only us that has issues with us making. This is from Mona Donnelly of Peekaboo Daycare. Good afternoon. I spoke to Crystal on the phone and she suggested I send an email with my request. I'm Mona Donnelly, General Manager of Bamboo Universe ECC Daycare Center in Shawville, and our theme for the month of November is Community Helpers. Therefore, we were wondering if possible that the employees who drive the large machinery can visit our center one morning between 9:30 and 11:30 for approximately 30 minutes to allow the children to meet the employees and see and explore the machinery. Thank you in advance. I assume that's doable?
Yes, Brad said yes.
Go for it.
Oh, sorry, I think I missed. Sorry, this one. Kayla Wilson.
She wants to give some lessons when there's a storm.
Dear Council, members, my name is Jessica Ryan and Kayla Wilson. I'm a resident of Shawville, Clarendon. As a parent of three children, I want to share an idea that I think would bring even more life and connection to our town, especially for local families and children. While our town already offers some wonderful events, many parents have noticed there aren't as many seasonal, family-focused activities throughout the year. It would be great to see more opportunities that bring families together, encourage community spirit, and give kids something to look forward to locally. Here are a few ideas that could be a great addition. Halloween trunk or treat, which we should have done this year and didn't. Halloween dance costume party, Halloween parade, pumpkin decorating contest, Christmas dance, family winter social, gingerbread house contest, or kids craft day, Canada Day, more kids games and activities at the fairgrounds after the parade, family friendly entertainment like small contests, live music, or local vendors. Events like these strengthen our sense of community and make it easier for families to participate in fun, affordable celebrations closer to home. They also help kids feel more connected to where they live, something many parents truly value. I would love to see our town continue growing in this direction. I'd be happy to volunteer or help in any way possible to make these events happen. Thank you for your time. In 2012, pickleball was introduced to the residents of Shawville and surrounding communities. The municipality of Shawville was very generous and gave the Shawville Pickleball Group $500 to purchase the necessary equipment, net, paddles, balls, to start to play. Play began in the United Church with less than 10 people, but since 2012, the popularity of the sport has increased and there are now more than 30 seniors who play during the day in the United Church Hall. As of August 2025, Shawville Pickleball Group was notified that we can no longer use the hall as they installed new, non-recreational floor. There's pickleball available in the evenings at Dr. S.A. McDowell, but our group consists of senior or retired people who would like to play during the day. Shawville Lions have approved our request to play in their hall, but there are changes required. We need to replace the 20 existing lights with LED and install 24 cages over the sprinklers. We've recently received quotes totaling approximately $3,000 to have these rentals completed. We have approximately 6 players from Shawville, 20 plus from the neighboring municipalities, Clarendon, Bristol, Norway Bay, and Thorne. We're asking the municipality of Shawville for some financial assistance to help cover the cost of renovations. We are also asking Clarendon, Thorne, Bristol, as well as the Rotary Club, and to financially assist in covering the cost. We are looking forward to a favorable decision. Have you contacted Clarendon to see what
yes,
they
I wrote a note in
know
here.
Until tonight.
Yeah, she won't know till tonight.
Okay.
Well, I'd make a motion that we would do our share anyway.
If all others agree, I'm
yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how many? 4.
You said Clarendon, Bristol,
Thorne.
Rotary Club.
5, so
Shawville. 6.
So we're looking at
$500.
Yeah,
$500. Yeah.
Somebody's right, what, $250 down here. Okay. So we're in if everybody else is in, sorry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How much would it be for that?
Yeah.
How much
yes.
would it be to cost?
Yes.
$500 maybe to us.
Okay.
Our share.
So Richard made the
Richard?
Resolution. Yep. Everybody's good with that?
Okay.
Carries.
Thank you.
I'm sure it'll help the kids that they do the dancing
yeah.
in the Lions Club. And
yeah.
I mean, it's not, they're not throwing anything, but better lighting is always better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess
yeah.
we can't really have committee reports tonight.
Why not?
Next meeting.
We could, I guess, if you
well,
have some. I'm just wondering, after reading Kayla's letter, I thought for a couple of years that we should have some kind of a special events committee,
yes.
which would be council,
members of the public,
public
yeah.
and
then these two ladies said they were willing to
mm-hmm.
help, so
yeah.
like carnivals and stuff like that.
We said
so
we would do that.
I'd
mm-hmm.
like to see a committee with a member of the RA and a member of the Lions
yeah.
Club and a member of the Rotary.
Each service club.
Yeah.
Each service club and some
like
volunteers.
The Parade of Lights, the Canada Day Parade, there's always something that... I've
we used to have more on
yeah.
Canada Day, and it wasn't just for 150 years or 125.
Yeah, they tried to have
I remember
events.
They even had German oompa-pa bands in the where the skating rink is. We used to have bands in there
was,
on Canada Day.
Yeah, that was many, many years ago.
It still happened.
And they sold beer, and it was...
I think there was
so?
Like a carnival on Saturday
so
one year too.
It was fun.
But some years there seems to be events after Canada Day to kind of keep people around until the fireworks.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
If there was a committee that wanted to work
mm-hmm.
on that sort of thing. So how do we start that? Well,
I would want to be sure our role as far as the municipality is to gather everybody together in a place where we can throw ideas around.
Yeah.
To end up with all the work of organizing everything. Is not something I don't think anybody here wants.
No, that has to be a separate committee. Then there have
yeah,
to be
but this what I mean, this we don't want Scott or Crystal or Sandy to be the secretary of that committee and have
mm-hmm.
to do follow-ups
mm-hmm.
and organize
mm-hmm.
all the events. If we can be the place that sets the meeting and collects the
mm-hmm.
information or collects the people who will throw ideas around and give each other work, that's great.
And contribute a little bit financially if necessary, things like that, but no, not to operate, I think it has to go outside, it's...
No, I think we could help the same way we do with like the street market, like the advertising and...
Oh, definitely.
The ways that we can help out.
But we need somebody to actually do it.
We do need, we have to create the environment for them to come to and then...
And we need a shop shop to do that as well, something like shop shop.
If somebody took the time to write a letter like that, they must be willing enough to at least try, you know.
Well, the street markets could be part of that, it's an event. It's not really something that the town has to do, but we would like to see it. We'd like to see somebody organize it.
But we could participate.
Start the wheels in motion for that somehow?
I can contact her.
Okay.
For sure.
I'd like to start a motion for that.
I'm sure you would get involved if it was out there.
Always.
Yeah, I think so, for sure.
I know somebody that would be involved.
Well, I know we don't have the committee reports.
Oh, I would definitely.
Yeah, I know, I have a reading for you.
No, I just wanted to talk about quickly, creating a park, about sitting down and like putting our ideas together.
What we want, yes.
Yeah, I just wanted.
Exactly.
Get that out, we need to have that meeting to.
It's a good spot for it.
Start those discussions.
Yeah.
Is that one of these committees or that's just something that we will do as a group?
I think we just should as a group, we don't need to meet.
Maybe at our, before our first management committee, just quick meeting and a little bit of vision of what we actually want.
Yeah, everybody just kind of come with an idea of what they also.
And at the MRC, it didn't sound like they were against helping with this or partnering with this because it is their property, but that they want to see an idea.
So we have to put it together, what we want there, what we would want from them in terms of partnership, if we want to have any other partners. And then also the amount we think we could spend there, I would suggest that we go ahead and put everything that we want and then we can cut it out through negotiations.
Because the FRR grants are available probably after next Wednesday.
So that's where you, that's why you need to get it out now.
We need to go now. We have to get approval from the MRC, we have to present it to them first as well.
For sure.
A few steps to do. So I want to get started on it.
But there is some time because that won't happen till snow all melts.
Oh, yeah, but the FRR grants are coming out though.
Yeah, but we have to be ready for the grants.
When does the grant close?
I sent a thing to Sabrina to get back to me for the arena, also for those parks, for the FRR grant.
Yeah.
To use it for that.
Yes.
But I think you're gonna apply in different places.
I would try as well. When does it close, the FRR?
Well, it hasn't even opened yet.
I know, but is it always a few months?
They give you a.
They give you a window, typically.
Like it's not just a.
That's our deadline.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'll know more after tomorrow because we were waiting to sign the resolution. Anything else, Katie?
Yeah, I wanted to do the, I still want to do that contest to name the municipal equipment as well, just to bring up. That support from the public works as well. So I'll put something together and send it in for everybody to look at. And also on the walking tour thing, I've had a, somebody reached out to me and suggested trip via tours, which is an audio walking tour. So our walking tour could have audio attached to it. And I was hoping to ask Mr. Graham to be the voice.
Does that come from the QR code?
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
Yeah, so as you're walking, you could have like him in your ear telling you different things about, and I just wondered if we could, if I could pursue asking him and seeing if that would be something he'd be interested
that's
in.
Cord?
Yeah.
It's kind of
like he did create the walking tour, so I think it,
it's a good idea.
I think his voice is great too.
Yeah, it is.
Like it's a good, he has a really good story, says the area.
I've used apps in cities where it'll tell you, okay, now turn left and walk 250 meters towards whatever, whatever, and then when you get there, it knows you're there, and it starts telling you about this part of town or something. That's something that
I think this is more you have to press play.
Okay.
And then, like, more like a museum, like, as you come to it, you click on it, and then
it
plays it.
Play.
Because it doesn't know how long,
Right.
I don't know.
It'll give you a little blurb for that site.
Exactly.
And then the next site will be another.
That's a great idea.
Technology is marvelous.
When it works.
That's it for me. Just little things
I just remember.
Inger, anything you'd like to?
Okay.
Tell us about.
I just don't want to forget.
Next one.
I will.
That's okay.
Richard, I'm almost afraid to ask.
No, actually, we've covered most of the stuff on my list.
Smart.
I want to give you a question before you leave tomorrow in regards to the tax sale that took place. And I know Crystal's already working on cleaning up our gas tax from the end and getting our in lieu of taxes amounts. We still haven't got our snowplow costs for last year. And we've dealt with the tree lighting already. That's been announced today. Maybe many of you don't know, but our town accountant has retired or has given up the town account, and they've given up Bristol as well, and they want to slow down and retire, and we have to find a new one. And Crystal has two possibilities. Of course, like everything else, they're substantially more expensive than the company that we've been using, but anyway, that's something we have to get going on, too.
And that's part of our meeting, Shalane,
yes,
Monday.
Yes, because the reason being is because the account we have now is cleaning up our old gas tax and hopefully getting our in lieu of taxes,
mm-hmm.
but we need the new ones
done
for the 2026.
Yeah.
So
and he has submitted the final paperwork.
He has? Okay, good.
He says he has.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for Mr. Belchon to get back to me.
Okay.
So.
And other than that, no, that's all I have. Everything else can be good.
The only item I almost forgot was the, so we did get the grant for the hockey gear, $7,000.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's
yeah.
wonderful.
So Wes will go purchase 7 kits,
yeah,
junior
awesome.
Hockey stick, the helmet, and some skates.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I didn't take one.
No.
And we're going to do the return.
Yeah.
Process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Get more of our money.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, because
so we're building
it's going to fit the kid in the second
yes.
year anyways.
Yes.
No,
awesome.
Yeah. Lisa, anything?
Just about the parade. So with the decorating of the float, Brad said he'll bring it to the garage whenever we're set. So, I didn't know if anybody wanted to help with that, if we have decorations available,
is there some there?
There's a little bit,
yeah. So we can always get some more.
Yeah, a donation would be nice.
Yeah, we could purchase some more. Okay, so I'm off Friday.
Okay.
So if anybody wants to help, or is around Friday, we could touch base.
Are you doing it this weekend? Like this Friday you're doing it, or next Friday?
Oh, yeah, it's not this Friday.
It's not this Friday.
Right.
But he said you can do it any time.
Yes,
but he
said
there's decorating.
Will you leave it inside?
Yeah, we'll inside the barn, but we'll bring
yeah.
it
yeah, he's
going to
bring it up here, but
yes,
if you're able to leave it inside there, you
that's
know.
Right.
That's what he said, if you wanted to
start
and get her done, that's up
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, like, well, I am off this Friday,
okay.
so that would be
okay.
better for my
okay.
time. But,
okay,
yeah,
I'll let him know.
Up. It's outside of the steel shed.
That's right, that's
yeah.
right. We'll just bring it in.
Yeah. Anything else, Lisa?
Streetlights? Well, that's a major concern, but I think we've already talked about it, so we need to figure that out, yeah. No, I think that's it for
the
second.
Liz? We need to put out a challenge to the businesses and to the residents to dress up Shawville for Christmas.
I have to say Main Street's looking really
yes,
nice.
Yes, but I'd like to encourage the rest of Shawville. And we had said for the residents there would be maybe Shop Shawville coupon or something, some enticement, nothing big. And I think it would be fun.
Okay, gift card.
Eh?
Gift card from a local
whatever. Place. Or bragging rights. You know, you've won the best decoration for the... And we said we would drive around and look, and we I think that would be...
Well, we better get that going soon.
Yes, so we really
to
need to put that out on the
cold.
Website.
Yeah. I think for bragging rights, you can even do like a quote-unquote paper plaque that goes on the wall here, so
yeah.
you're still keeping your costs really low and just trying to make...
But I think it would be amazing, just
fun,
even
yeah.
for the businesses, it entices them to, you know, it's just not Main Street.
No, you have to give them a certificate to the winners.
Exactly.
Exactly. We did something before like that.
It was a long time ago.
I forget what it was, though. What was it? There was a decorating contest.
Yes, there was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was something. That was like 10
and it does help, though.
It does bolster
yeah.
spirit,
yeah.
and we need
it's
to
all
get
all
back on that.
Get a gift card.
Yeah. Okay, we'll prepare something, we'll be in touch with you, Liz, okay?
Yeah, I don't mind, helping.
Scott can throw it on Facebook tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, Facebook, and then we'll all share it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
That'd be fun.
Anything else?
No, that's, I think we've covered everything we said we were going to.
Julie, do you have anything before you do your official job?
Not. Maybe, no, we talked about the committee, intermunicipal committee, covered most of it. No, couple comments about the, well, I also like some of the, I know the logistics are different when we talk about decorating. I've always liked Christmas lights across the street from building to building, of course, the logistics, so that's a nightmare. But coming down Main Street, if you've got like, you know, Christmas lights and stuff on all the buildings, it's a little different.
It just makes it better.
You have to have authorization from owners from side to side and get power, so I understand all that, so, but that's something to think about while you're on that subject.
We could pursue that for next year, I think it's.
I think that's the next year.
Oh, no, I agree, I'm just throwing the idea out there.
But we're doing it this year, like.
You decorate that, right?
Yeah.
But not so much the.
But no, but I'd like to see that going forward.
Yeah, next year.
Yep.
You could even say like show Shovel how good you can decorate.
Like, let's make it fun.
Yeah.
Let's make it fun again.
And now that.
Just saying.
Now that the committees are set, so I mentioned, we mentioned the calendar and it was in no way meant to be done tonight.
I was like, wow.
Now that the committees are set, look at what a schedule would look like for your own committee. I don't really care, if I'm not on it, it doesn't matter, but if it's already, if you, you don't wanna have somebody who's on two committees and have those two committees plus the council plus the plenary all in the same, if it's a quarter committee, you don't want them all in the same month.
Yeah.
So spreading them out and maybe working on that would be good, but I think having recurring points where there's reporting from some of the staff, public works arena included.
I agree, that's something that's needed, because too many committee meetings got forgotten, never reported, because there were just no dates set, if there's a date set.
Well, here's what we did in the last 3 months, as much from the building inspector as it is from the arena, from, and if there's nothing new, then.
We've never had that before.
It's a 5 minute meeting and we're out the door, and it's not a big deal.
More communication.
I think that's.
And transparency, just like, we have it out there, we've set, we said we're gonna do something, we are. End of story, so I think that's important to get it out there.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely, not yesterday, not today.
Anything else, we have a second question period if anybody wants.
Okay.
Anything else?
I'll make the motion to adjourn the meeting.
Okay.
It's that chair.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks guys for coming.
Alright, thank you.
That's a short meeting, holy smokes.
Yeah.